The highlights of Thanksgiving are family and food, but there's another unofficial tradition for many. This holiday weekend is a great time to catch a movie. To kick off the holiday movie season, we've brought in a critic to help sort through the offerings. Joining us from our New York bureau is Julian Roman, a contributing editor for MovieWeb.com and a member of the African American Film Critics Association. Hi there, Julian.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. So let's start off with a couple of movies that are out now. They've generated a lot of buzz. Precious, it tells the story of a severely abused African-American teenage girl, how she begins a new life with some help. And in the scene we're about to hear, a social worker is confronting Precious's mother about the abuse.
And I don't want you to sit there and judge me, Miss Weiss.
You shut up and you let him abuse your daughter.
I did not want him to abuse my daughter. I did not want him to hurt her. I did not want him to do nothing to her. So those things that she told you did to her, who else was going to love me? Who was going to make me feel good?
That's an intense story there, Julian. Do you recommend this movie?
Oh, this film is, I think, easily the hands-down leading candidate for the Best Picture Oscar for next February. And it really came out of the blue and surprised everyone. It's a very powerful film. It stars Gabori Sidibe as Clarice Precious Jones, an overweight, illiterate, abused teenager in 1987 Harlem. And her mother abuses her. Her father rapes her. She's got this really tough life, but inside of her, there's this intellectual spark, this kind of like longing to be happy. And, you know, her process and what happens to her is literally one of the most riveting films I've seen in a few years. And I've got to say that Monique, the famous comedic actress, is probably a lock for the Best Actress Oscar in critic circles, because we just heard the clip of her, one of her final monologues. And I mean, when you're looking at and watching this film, that last scene is so powerful. It really, really, you know, takes you to a different place spiritually, and one of the strongest female performances we've seen. So
wow.
I would definitely recommend Precious for holiday viewing. Not a feel-good movie.
Okay, we'll put it on the list when we're up for that intense drama. If you're in the mood for something a bit lighter, we have New Moon out. It's a love story between a high school girl and a vampire. It's already made more than $150 million. It's the latest in this Twilight saga. And in this movie, we have found out one of the main characters, a surprise, a werewolf. Let's take a listen.
Bella, get back! Paul, get back now!
All right, Julian, how's that werewolf? He going to win any nominations?
Well, he might win the teen award nominations across the board. New Moon is the sequel to Twilight. Made a lot of money in its opening weekend. And to put it in perspective, it made as much money as Batman and the Dark Knight and Spider-Man 3. So, I mean, we're talking about a huge, huge, huge film. And it really appeals to, the teenage girl audience that are fans of the Stephanie Meyer Twilight novels. This is the second film. It's directed by Chris Weitz, who did The Golden Compass, about a boy. And the film is, it's okay.
So really, you're saying if girlfriends want their boyfriend to come along, they should say no?
No. You can sit through this as a boyfriend. It runs a little long, but it really knows its audience. It really plays to it. And I think if you're not in the 14 to 18-year-old demographic, that this might be a little bit too young for you. But it's definitely garnered a lot of success, so it definitely has an audience.
Okay, well, let's trend a little bit younger, perhaps. We've got one of the most anticipated releases coming up later this season. Disney's The Princess and the Frog, due out in December. Here's a sample of one of the songs in the film called Almost There.
This old town can slow you down, people taking the easy way. But I know exactly where I'm going, getting closer and closer.
Okay, that's from The Princess and the Frog. Julian, is it a new classic?
You know, it probably is going to be. Disney has pretty much embraced 3D and CGI through their Pixar arm in the last few years and kind of abandoned hand-drawn animation. And this is kind of their return to 2D, return to hand-drawn animation. And the story is kind of flipped on its head. This time the princess becomes the frog, and it's got a lot of jazz based in New Orleans in kind of an alternate time. And it's really a really good film, really family-friendly, really great music. And I think that we've been inundated with so many, you know, 3D films and these big CGI cartoons that a lot of families will like something more familiar that looks like Cinderella, that looks like Snow White. So I'm thinking this is going to be a very big hit for Disney.
And you think America's ready for an African-American princess?
Well, we're ready for an African-American president, so I assume we could do a princess.
If you're just joining us, we're speaking with Julian Roman, a movie critic, about the upcoming holiday season. Now, there's a science fiction flick coming up from James Cameron called Avatar. It's 3D science fiction. Let's take a listen to some of the trailer, which I think helps set up the plot for us here.
You're not in Kansas anymore. You're on Pandora.
Should see your faces.
We have an indigenous population called the Na'vi. They are very hard to kill.
This is why we're here.
Because this little gray rock sells for 20 million a kilo.
Their village happens to be resting on the richest deposit, and they need to relocate.
Those savages are threatening our whole operation. We're on the brink of war, and you're supposed to be finding a diplomatic solution.
Okay, Julian, Avatar apparently cost $400 million to make and market. Are they going to make it back?
Oh, yes. This is Jim Cameron's latest film. He's the guy that did Titanic, Aliens, The Terminator. He's been away from feature films for, I think, since 1997, so it's been a long time. And what makes Avatar the film to see this fall is he's been developing this real 3D technology for the last 10 years, and this will be the first film to push that into a different viewing experience for the audience. I mean, it's going to be science fiction.
Do you wear those little glasses?
Yeah, you will wear these glasses, but they're not these really obtuse glasses. They're actually quite comfortable. And this is going to be a different 3D experience because most 3D films are basically planar with a few things coming out at you, whereas this movie will entirely be in 3D. The sky, the water, the clouds, everything. So a lot of film junkies like me are, you know, waiting to see if this is really the great experience that it's been built up to be. But Avatar is definitely going to be a new technology that we've never seen before.
Hmm. All right. Finally, on our rundown here, around Christmas time, the latest Sherlock Holmes flick will hit screens. It's going to star Robert Downey Jr. as the action hero-like detective. And here's a little bit from that.
You and I are bound together on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature. Allow me to enlighten you. Tomorrow, the world as you know it will end.
Well,
there isn't any time to waste then.
Okay, Julian, what about this version of Sherlock Holmes?
This will be pretty interesting to see. This is directed by Guy Ritchie, who's known for his gangster comedies, very violent films. But this is going to be a lot more family-friendly. You have Robert Downey Jr. as Holmes and Jude Law as Dr. John Watson. And the early buzz on this film is that it's got a good pace. It's got a lot of action. It's a really big studio film. So I think we're not going to see a lot of the darker themes that Guy Ritchie has in his earlier films. But it looks to be pretty entertaining.
All right. Finally, Julian, we got to ask you, you can help us all out here. What is a must-miss movie this season?
That is a good question. I've seen a lot of films recently that are kind of mediocre, but I wouldn't say there's anything, I know, sad for a critic to say this, that's really, you know, let me go to the box office and darn it, let me get my money back. So there's some entertainment value across the board, but I really haven't seen anything terrible. The only thing I will say is that a lot of the films that are coming out, particularly Precious and The Road, the adaptation of the Cormac McCarthy novel, are very dark films. I mean, this is a very, I guess, end of the world time where people are really feeling dark, you know, with Roland Emmerich's 2012. So I would say that if you want to go have a good time at the movies, you might want to check beforehand that you're not seeing a really downbeat film and you're seeing something a little bit more upbeat for you and the family.
Well, thank you for that. Julian Roman is a contributing editor for MovieWeb.com. He's a member of the African American Film Critics Association and joined us from our New York bureau. Thanks, Julian, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving as well.
Remember, at Tell Me More, the conversation never ends. We want to hear your thoughts on this season's movie offerings, what flicks are on your holiday list, or if you've already seen a few, tell us what you think. To tell us more, please call our comment line at 202-842-3522. That's 202-842-3522. Remember to tell us your name, or you can go to our website, the Tell Me More page of the new NPR.org, and blog it out.